Okay, so you know how sometimes it feels like big companies are playing a whole different game when it comes to business? Like they've got all this fancy tech.
Yeah.
Well, guess what? We've got those tools too, right in our pockets, literally. We're talking about apps and how they're leveling the playing field for small businesses in a big way.
It's true. The whole business world is changing so fast, and it's incredible how these little devices we carry around are at the center of it all.
Right. I mean, there's seriously an app for almost everything these days. So to really dig into this, we're doing a deep dive on a WebPro News article. It's called How App-Based Services Have Changed the Face of Small Business.
Oh, yeah, I saw that one.
It just came out actually on October 7th, 2024.
Okay.
And it really gets into how this app explosion is changing the game.
It's a good one. And I think what's so fascinating is how many different types of apps are out there now.
Yeah.
It's not just one thing. There's a whole ecosystem to help small businesses run better in every way you can think of.
Yeah, absolutely. And one of the first things that jumped out at me in the article was this idea of the democratization of tools. What exactly does that mean?
Well, you think about it, powerful software used to be so expensive, so complicated,
Oh, yeah.
and most small businesses just couldn't even touch it. You know, 10, 15 years ago, if you wanted really good customer relationship management software and inventory tracking, it was
Yeah.
a huge eggy expense.
Totally.
But with these cloud-based apps, totally different story.
Cloud-based. Okay, for those of us who aren't tech experts, break that down a little. What does that even mean?
So basically, instead of having to install software on your actual computer, these cloud-based apps, they live on servers online. You're accessing them through the internet. So
Gotcha.
it's kind of like renting versus buying, right?
More sense.
You get access to this really sophisticated stuff, but it's way more affordable because you're not making this massive upfront investment.
So instead of needing a whole room full of servers and a dedicated IT person, I can basically run my business from my phone.
Pretty much.
Yeah.
And that's a big part of what's leveling the playing field. Small businesses can suddenly use the same kind of technology that only giant corporations with tons of money used to have access to.
So it's not just about having access to software, it's about having access to the same software as the big guys.
Exactly. And not just any software, but software that's specifically designed for your needs. Because there are apps for everything now. Restaurants, salons, construction, you name it. There's an app specifically made for that type of business.
So I can actually find an app that's practically tailor-made for my industry.
Exactly. So you're not trying to force a square peg into a round hole anymore. You've got tools that are designed to solve your specific problems.
Wow, that's huge. No more trying to make do with clunky software that doesn't quite fit.
And that means you can work smarter, not harder, which is, let's be honest, a huge win for any small business owner.
And it makes such a difference, right? I mean, it's not just about looking fancy, it's about actually making your life easier.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, think about all those little things you have to do as a business owner.
Oh, I know.
It never ends. Inventory, scheduling, invoicing, all that stuff can just suck up your time.
Yes.
But now it's like having a team of little helpers, you know? Apps that just take care of it for you.
So you can actually focus on the important parts of your business.
Exactly. Like, remember when you used to have to track inventory manually?
Oh gosh, yes. Please tell me those days are gone.
They're long gone. Now you've got apps that'll tell you in real time how much of everything you have. They'll even order more for you automatically when you're running low.
Okay, see, that's the kind of stuff that just makes life so much easier. No more panicking because you ran out of something.
Exactly. No more last-minute trips to the store. No more disappointing customers because something's out of stock.
It's like having a safety net, you know?
Exactly. And that peace of mind, it makes a huge difference. It frees you up to think about strategy, you know?
Okay, yeah, because when you're not constantly putting out fires,
Exactly.
you can actually work on your business, not just in it.
You got it. And it's not just about internal stuff either. It changes the whole customer experience too, right?
Right. Like even just booking appointments, so much smoother now.
Right. I mean, think back to how it used to be phone tag, trying to find a time that works.
Calling during business hours when you're trying to run your own business.
The worst. Now you just open up an app, book it online, 24/7, done.
And it's not just easier for the customer, it's better for the business too. Less back and forth, fewer no-shows,
Absolutely.
everybody wins.
Exactly. And it goes way beyond just scheduling, too. There are apps that help you build loyalty programs, communicate with your customers,
Right.
even get feedback.
You know what I really like? It's those little personalized touches that some of these apps can do, like sending you a coupon for something you actually need or a birthday message from your favorite local shop.
It's huge.
Yeah.
Because it's all about building those relationships. You know, even in a digital world, those personal connections, that's what makes people feel valued.
Yep. And that's how you stand out as a small business, right? It's not just about competing on price anymore. It's about that personal touch. It really is amazing how much technology has changed the game for small businesses. And speaking of game changers, we have to talk about data. I feel like that's something big companies have always had a leg up on. Like, small businesses just don't have the resources to really use data effectively, right?
That's a common misconception, actually. And it used to be true, but the article actually makes a really good point about how apps are changing that.
Okay, so you're saying small businesses can actually use data to their advantage now?
Absolutely. I mean, think about it. It used to be that only big companies with whole teams of data scientists could even make sense of all the information out there.
Yeah, it felt very out of reach for the average small business owner.
Right. But now we've got apps that can do a lot of the heavy lifting for us. You don't have to be a math whiz to figure it out.
So instead of just guessing what my customers want, I can actually see it?
Exactly. Let's say you want to know what's happening on your website. An app can show you what pages people are looking at, what products they're clicking on.
Oh, wow.
You can track their behavior. Or if you want to see what's selling, what's not selling,
right,
you can analyze your sales data without having to do any of the number crunching yourself.
So these apps, they basically give you a clear picture of what's going on in your business.
Exactly. It's like having X-ray vision. You can spot trends, identify problems, you know, way before they become big issues.
That's incredible. So it's not just about collecting data. It's about having tools that actually make it understandable.
Exactly. A lot of these apps have these really user-friendly dashboards where you can see all the key information at a glance.
Okay, so it's actually useful, not just a bunch of numbers on a spreadsheet.
Exactly. And that's what allows you to make those smart, data-driven decisions. You know, like maybe you notice a certain product is selling really well at a certain time of year.
Okay.
So do you adjust your marketing? Maybe you stock up a little bit more, you know.
So you're one step ahead.
Exactly. And that's how you stay competitive in today's market.
Okay, so we've talked about a lot of the good stuff, but there have to be some challenges with all this new technology, right?
Yes, there are always going to be some bumps in the road. One thing the article mentions is the learning curve. Anytime you're using a new app, it takes a little while to get up to speed.
Right, figuring out a whole new system.
Exactly. And that can be a challenge for small business owners because we're all so busy, right?
Absolutely. Time is precious.
So you want to make sure that the time you're investing in learning a new tool is actually worth it. You don't want to waste time with something that's not going to help you.
So how do you know which apps are worth your time?
It's about being strategic. Think about what your biggest pain points are in your business. Are you struggling with scheduling? Are you having trouble keeping track of your finances?
Right. Focus on the areas where you actually need help.
Exactly. And then you can start looking for apps that are specifically designed to address those issues.
Okay. So be targeted in your approach. Got it. What about data security? I feel like that's a big concern for people.
Definitely something to be aware of. Anytime you're sharing your business information with a third-party app, you want to make sure it's being protected.
Absolutely. What are some things to look for?
The big thing is encryption. You want to make sure the app uses strong encryption to protect your data. So even if somebody does manage to get their hands on it, they can't read it.
Okay, so encryption is key.
It's also a good idea to check out their privacy policy, you know? See what they're doing with your data.
Do they share it with anyone? What are they using it for?
Exactly. And if you're not comfortable with something, you know, there are always other options out there.
So do your research. Don't just hand over your information without knowing where it's going.
Exactly.
So I guess the takeaway here is that apps can be incredibly powerful tools for small businesses, but you have to use them wisely, right?
100%. It's like any tool, you can use it to build something amazing, or you can use it to make a mess.
It's all about how you wield it.
Exactly. And I think the biggest thing is to never lose sight of the human element.
Oh, that's so important.
Because at the end of the day, business is about people, right? It's about connecting with people, building relationships.
Absolutely. And these apps, they can help us do that in new and exciting ways, but they should never replace that genuine human connection.
I totally agree. It's all about finding that balance, using technology to streamline your operations, to make things easier, to connect with more people.
But never losing sight of why you started your business in the first place. That passion, that human connection. Well said. Well, it sounds like we've covered a lot of ground today. The world of small business is definitely changing fast, but with the right tools and the right mindset, we can achieve some pretty amazing things.
Absolutely, no matter how big or small your business is.
Exactly. And for all of you listening out there, we have a challenge for you. Think about your business. What's one area where you could put the power of apps to work?
Yeah, give it a try.
Explore, experiment. You might be surprised at what you discover.
You never know what you're missing.
Exactly. All right, that's it for us today. Thanks for joining us for another deep dive.